Thank you, Oliver. Well, good afternoon, everybody. I just wanted to mention, I was working with Davina Whitlark, and she had this awesome idea to come up with, on some sermons that I have that are a little more maybe focused towards the children, to kind of have like a fill-in-the-blank piece of paper to help them out with, you know, taking notes and things like that. And she actually created that, printed it out, and brought it with us today. It's back there on the card table, so if you'd like one, I know my wife has already passed some out, but if you did want one, it's on the card table back there. Just run quietly, you know, so it's not interrupting the message. But of course, we had Sabbath school today, which we forgot about, but that is all right. But if you did want one, it's back there on the card table. So I wanted to talk about a subject today that is a very serious subject. And I think this is a subject that affects everybody, but I think especially our children. When we hear about issues around the world, we try to help those issues out, right? We try to solve those issues. If we know somebody is hungry and we can, we try to feed them. If we know that somebody needs a ride to church and we can go pick them up, we go pick them up. We bring them to church. If we know that somebody needs clothes and we have extra clothes or we have money to buy them clothes, we go out and we buy them clothes. We know as Christians that we need to do these things. This is an attitude and a way of life that we need to live. And all these things are preventable. We can see them, we can solve them, and we can fix them. Now, there is another preventable topic that I'd like to talk about today. And one, like I said, that affects the youth to a staggering degree, even to death. And that is bullying. We've all heard this term, sticks and stones may break our bones, but words will never hurt me. You know what? That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. Words can be very, very harmful to people, and it can be something that sticks with you the rest of your life, somebody saying something about you. And the Bible even talks about how powerful words are, and I've spoken on this before, but words carry such great power with them. Let's look at a couple of those examples. If you can turn to Proverbs 12, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here, but they're all kind of right next to each other. So we're going to start in Proverbs 12. And we're going to look in verse 6 for the first one here. And it says that the words of the wicked are lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. So pretty clear. Wicked people talking, very dangerous. Somebody good talking is going to deliver somebody. Let's look in verse 18 in chapter 12. So just down the page there. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Same thing, great power in these words. Let's look in chapter 14 and verse 25. So probably just like a page over in your Bible. Chapter 14 and verse 25. A true witness, somebody that speaks up for somebody, a true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. And turn over one more page to chapter 15 and verse 4. A wholesome tongue, wholesome words from a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness breaks the spirit. And the last one here, chapter 18, just a couple pages over, chapter 18 and verse 14. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. So I think it is very clear that words have great weight to them. Words are very powerful. What we say has a lasting impact on somebody. And to the adults in this room, and to kids as well, I think bullying can be an all too easy part of our life. And I think lots of times when we think about bullying, we think about when we are children and you're like pushing somebody down the stairs or something like that. But as a Christian, have we ever judged somebody just because they're a little bit different? And I'm not talking about righteous judgment. We need to have that. We need to pray to God for that. We need to pray for that discernment. But I'm just talking about judgment, just judging somebody, just looking down on somebody, not the righteous judgment that we should have. Have we ever spoke condescending words about somebody just because they're a little bit different or because they had different beliefs? Do we bully them with our actions or our thoughts? Do we really believe that all people have been created in God's image? Do we really have that thought in our mind that all people have been created in God's image? And that can be, it can be hard at times, I know, because we see things that we know are wrong, or we see things that we know they should not be doing. But we cannot use that as an excuse. And if it's easy for us, and I know it's easy for me, and I'm sure it's probably easy for you, if it's easy for us, then how easy is it, and not surprising, is it for our kids to do the same exact thing? Every time we talk about the president, we make him a caricature, whether this president or a previous president, and we forget that he is a man. He is a man that has been created by God, a husband, a father, a Christian, somebody that we're hoping is doing the best that he absolutely can. But instead, we just make him this easy target. We make him somebody that we ridicule or we laugh about, and we make him this target. Our kids are going to learn that it's okay to reduce people to just a name. And they're going to learn that it's okay to just make people into punchlines. And every time that we're sitting in a meeting, whether here at church or over at work or we're having a family meeting, and we shoot down any new ideas just because they're new or they sound a little strange or it's not something that we want to do, our kids are going to learn that it's okay to not want to accept any change, or it's okay to just shoot down people and not even listen to them if they come up with an idea. And every time that we look away from somebody who is hurting, maybe somebody that is a little odd and getting picked on, our kids are going to do the same exact thing. They're going to learn that it's okay. You don't have to stand up for people, that they're going to take care of themselves. And every time we see words that are used as weapons and we say nothing, our young people are going to learn the exact same thing. It's okay to just stand on the side. Don't have to do anything. You don't have to take action. Bullying is evil because it strips another person of their worth, their dignity. It reduces them to just a punchline. It replaces a name with a label instead of who they truly are. Bullying is evil because it preys on just easy targets in this world, the weak, the powerless. And these are the exact people that Jesus Christ told us that we need to go out to. These are the people that Jesus Christ told us that we need to go out, we need to help, we need to go and serve. But instead, lots of the times, we make fun of them. We call them names. We put them down. And like I mentioned earlier, bullying is evil because it can take lives. Suicide rates are so high among the youth these days. It's really quite a sobering thing. And it's estimated, this is back in 2016, I couldn't find a more up-to-date statistic, that there are 1.1 million suicide attempts in 2016 by youth. This is an attempt every 28 seconds. And it's the second leading cause of death for children between the ages of 15 and 24. And before you say, like, I don't have any part in this, I don't do this, how often have you complained about a foreigner? How often have you mocked somebody with a heavy accent? Moaned about having to press 1 for English when you call into the bank? Made fun of a guy whose clothes were maybe a little bit too fancy? Or made fun of a woman because her clothes were maybe not feminine enough, or what you thought they should be? Or rolled your eyes in Sabbath school when somebody gets asked the question and they take a little bit too long to answer and you kind of do a little laugh or you make fun of them a little bit? When we do these things, we help create this culture. We create this culture of ridicule, and we have helped to create this problem. And to you kids that are in this room, you teens and all the other kids, you can make a change to this right now. You absolutely can make a change to this right now. You know, if you say something to someone and you can tell, like say you're joking around with somebody and you say something, you can tell that their body language or their reaction, that it offended them, or it's something, you know, that belittles them. Just say you're sorry. You don't have to kind of dig your feet in. I've done that so many times in my life. I just want to say, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. You don't have to do that. It's going to be a lot better if you back away, say you're sorry, continue building that friendship. It's okay. Your words really do matter. Your words really are quite strong. And bullying is an epidemic that disproportionately affects people that are different or people that are easy targets in this world. Those whom, as we as adults or Christians, have made it far too easy to condemn and look down on. At least 1 in 3, so 1 in 3 suicides are committed by someone who is struggling with their sexuality. I want to start. I've given a sermonette on homosexuality. I want to be very clear that we're completely understand that the Bible says that is a sin and something we should not do. But it is no excuse at all to ridicule somebody, to make them feel small, and to make them feel like they are less of a person. They are still created in God's image. And we still have to show support. Not show support for the homosexuality. Not show support for the sin that they are doing, but show support that they are a human being. And this is 1 in 3 suicides are by this group. Just one death is way too many. Way too many. And I think you agree. We have to change the way that we treat each other. And that being said, if you are there, if you've had these thoughts at times in your past, if you find yourself kind of in that dark place with no hope, no hope of overcoming, or you're feeling that despair, you're possibly contemplating ending your life, please, please, please wait. It does get better. I can tell you firsthand, somebody that has dealt with depression in my life and struggled with it, that darkness does not last forever. It does get better. It may not always go away 100%, but there is some light on the other side, thanks to God, Jesus Christ, your family, your friends, and the strength that you have in yourself. So please hold on. And please do not be afraid to go out and ask for help. I think that's one of the biggest things when you're feeling these things, when you are feeling this despair. You are so scared to go talk to somebody because you know that these feelings are, you know, they're not right. And they're not what you should be feeling. So you don't actually go to that person. You don't actually go and talk to that person. But don't have those thoughts. Even though you know they're not good, they're still there. So you need to go out and talk to the person. So let me ask the congregation here. How many of you would be willing to stay up all night to talk to somebody who is struggling? How many of you would take a call from somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning if they were having a problem? And you know that your presence, simply your presence, simply your voice with these people would help them out. Your friendship, your support could save a life. If you're willing to be there, I want to ask, can you raise your hand? If you'd be willing to do that, if you'd be willing to talk to somebody in the middle of the night like that. So if you have these thoughts, if you're feeling these thoughts, please notice whose hands are raised. There are tons of people here that you can reach out to. There are tons of people here that you can talk to. So please do not think that you are ever alone with this. It's time to start saving lives in this matter. It's time to stand up for those that have been having to stand alone for far too long in their life. It's time to speak up for those that do not have a voice. It's time to speak up for those that cannot speak for themselves and are belittled. And it's time to really enact the golden rule. So let's go ahead and read that. It's in Matthew 7, verse 12. We're all very familiar with this. Matthew 7, 12 says, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." This is a very active thing. This is not waiting for somebody to come to you, do something good to you, and then you do something good to them. No, you go to them first. You do something positive to them first. You lift them up first, and then hopefully they will do that back to you. But that's, you don't have to expect that. You still want to do that out of the goodness of your heart, and because we're told to do it here in the Bible. It is time to it's time to take action, and it's time to teach our kids how to cope with teasing and bullying that they receive. But it's not just how to cope with this. We need to challenge them to stand up at times for bullying. We need to challenge them to stand up for and to stand beside others, to take the risks of befriending people that are being bullied or defending those outcasts or the ugly or the lonely or the scrawny or the smelly or the foreign or the strange, to tell our kids that it's okay to befriend them. And that's something that we need to do, that we need to befriend them. And we need to be there as a Christian, living that example that Jesus Christ gave to us. And we have to model that within our own lives. We need to stop laughing at other people's at their own expense. We know that this is not okay. And we need to not stay silent on this issue anymore. Let's read one more scripture here in Proverbs 31. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 9. In verse 9, it says, "Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needed." All that evil needs to win in this world is for good people, good men, good women, good children, good teens, to just stay silent and to not act on things, just to stay on the side and let the world go by them. But we have to do something, and we can do something. We have to act as though we truly believe that each and every single human being has been created and has worth in God's eyes. We are blessed to have this church here, this community that hopefully when we come into, that we feel welcome and that we feel this love, and we know that Jesus Christ sacrificed for us And we know that he died for us, and this is such an amazing sacrifice. And we ourselves may need to make a tiny sacrifice and be willing to maybe feel a little uncomfortable by befriending some people that we may not want to save a life. So it's time to take our actions. It's time to take our words very seriously. Both young and old can help out with this. They can help out with this issue of bullying. And we can be that light that people need in this world, and that light that Jesus Christ and God expects of us.